Beautiful one, welcome to the first full moon of 2022 in Mercury retrograde. What does that mean for you, the month, your momentum? It means deep releasing, renewing, and restoring. And that's what's needed for the 2022 transformations that are coming through. Mercury retrograde is a powerful period of slowing down. And it's interesting that it's starting out here at the start of this new year momentum, where it could feel like maybe you're not getting the traction or the movement as quickly as what it seems like should be happening for the first this year. That's because there's a profound transformation that is stirring for 2022, and it's time to line up, get it right in our clarity and our connection for what wants to come through. That's the power of this first full moon in Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde has this ability for us to rewind, slow down, get clear before we speed up. Because if we're still going down a path and it's not exactly right or clear when everything is speeding up, it's much harder to course correct. So starting out this year, not only in a time of Mercury retrograde, where it's really about getting clear on the course that's going forward, January is going to be a lot about, as we can already experience right now, about having that clarity deepen, that introspection, that reflection into what's the visions, what's the intentions, what's the movement, what's the relationship I want to have in my life in 2022. So 2022 is all about that year of that relational dynamic. And boy, there's been so much that's been shaking around and dismantling, dividing, disconnecting, reformatting, reshaping. So we are here in this month to really get in this place of, okay, what of the old has been collapsing and will continue to clear for an opening? So what needs to be released? This is the releasing aspect. What of the old that's been collapsing? You can just look in your own life. We can see it definitely in the collective, but look in your own life. What is old and has been collapsing and it is done? It's time to clear and make space for the opening, because there's a renewal. Think about releasing. Like when you're up on a lease and you got to release, it's like new terms. It's like, okay, so we're going to let go of the old terms, timelines, and move into the new. So there's a deep, powerful release that's been unraveling. And I know you've been feeling it, experiencing it, and you know what it is. Now it's that time to surrender that release so you can receive what's new for you. So you're having this release as really a letting go, a surrendering of an old way of being, of an old way of living, an old way of relating, and releasing that, creating new terms. Think about it, just letting that go, opening up space to say, okay, what are the new terms? So that there can be the renewing of something new as you allow the past to clear and complete and close down and collapse. You want to think about this in the terms of really surrendering, releasing, so that the renew can come on in. So you can renew, make new in a whole new way. You don't want the resistance blocking you, stopping you. So let the old close down and collapse. Create your ritual of release, just letting it go, acknowledging it. Say, I see you. I felt you. You've been here. Thank you. I allow you to move on. Whenever you have situations or even something that's been just taking up too much energy, there's this powerful process of when you release it, you return it back. You can even turn it if it's bigger than what you know what to do with. turn it over to the divine, to God, to the universe, to the universal loving presence. Take it back in its arms and let it be released for your own renewing to take shape within you. I've had this where if I can't stop processing or thinking about something too much, a person, a situation that's needs to move on, it needs to not ruminate so much in my space, I just take, and when I feel that coming into my field of energy, I just take and turn that person around and send them on their way. Now, we can do this with life situations, with an energy reaction, with an energy relationship. It could even be with, let's say, abundance. It could be in a relationship that has felt like it's had some hardships. Whenever the old wants to come in, and we can turn it around and send it back on out. So we're making space to open it up. And like, if it's easy to think about it in the terms of a very specific person, if they're coming into your consciousness and it's time for it to move on, not take up so much space, you just turn that person around as if they're walking towards you, and turn around, send them in the other direction, walk the other way. Don't even need to interact with it, say anything. You're just turning it around. This is the power we have in releasing and renewing as you allow the past to clear, complete, close down and collapse, and come to an end. Because the renewal is shaping the new story you are revealing ahead. So revealing is about something that's already there, but maybe it's been covered. And you're like, oh, as you begin to peel it back, you're like, oh, that's what you are. That's what it is. And the reason why I point that out is because oftentimes we think that we have to get something, do something, and something's missing. But if we can think of terms of that our renewing is allowing space for the new to come forth and to shape a new story, because this is the power of Mercury retrograde, so that it can reveal what's ahead. So if we don't have this resistance and we can allow a new space for a new story, and then we can allow, as it begins to reveal itself, oh, that's, yes, that's it. That's the direction. That's the resolution. That's the frequency that I want to be holding in. That's my focus. Because that brings us to the restoring with this first full moon of 2020 that's coming in on Mercury retrograde. It's really a restoring. Yes, restoring is about a restoring, making a new story to what is transforming on a particular timeline. And the timeline is this 2022 year right now that we are all co-creating and writing right now. So the new path forward to restoring what has been lost, missing, dismantled, or disconnected is really asking yourself this most important question right now at this time. What is the new story that's taking shape to restore a new you in a new way? So what is that new story? This is why I did at the beginning of the month a Life Visioning 2022 event, which you can still get and register and receive on replay. I did for the year and momentum into forward visions into your life for 2022, and as a bonus session, how to do monthly life visioning, either solo or with a partner. And I did this with my beloved partner. So you can still access that. I highly recommend it. This is a great time to be putting down your life visions for 2022. This is what Mercury retrograde is calling in as we bring in this first full moon, which is releasing, really renegotiating the terms. What are we letting go of? So what we can bring in that's new, renewing in a whole new way, letting the old leave, collapse, be done, so that we are shaping the new story that wants to restore. The restoring is a restoring of a new path forward, a new way. So when we take out our pen to paper, antenna to God, to source, the universal loving presence, to the benevolent power that truly is holding all of life together, we can think sometimes that we're alone, but we are not. We are being held. The very thread that's making the living network of life, your heartbeat, the connection, babies being born, birds flying, and all of the beautiful bounty. It's in that benevolent force. Allow it in close. Get personal. Wanting the best for you. Truly, life wants the best for you. So if you want to release, you want to reset the terms. Because those terms are the timeline that's transforming your life right now. And that'll take us into 2022. 2022 is the year of how we're relating, the divine pairing, the partnership. And so in really solidifying and making solid, because that's what this month is also about, it's about really bringing it earthbound. That's why I highly recommend connect in nature. Find a way to be connected in nature. Take time for that. I just wrote this in this past Sunday for my sacred Sunday that we are nature, Mother Nature, the nature of life. It can be felt in nature and finding sacred time in nature. I want to really invite you to do that this week because we're composed of nature's elements. That's why connecting with nature is so healing. It's important, especially if you live in those colder climates, to find your way to be in nature. Touch a tree or some form of nature's elements, bringing them in. Sit outside, breathe in the air, sit by a fire, even if it's inside. Taking in those elements connects us to earth. This grounds us, roots us, gets us clear and connected to that living network of life, to that benevolent power of the life force. Take a long, nourishing bath or a shower. Use that water element. It's a beautiful thing to do here for the full moon and the next day or two. Let nature fill you up with all that is good in your nature. So you want to use this time during Mercury retrograde to really nourish that story that wants to come through for you. So ask yourself, my season and cycle of 2022 is, and what is it? For me, I gave my word, my phrase, it is unleash, which is kind of interesting as I was going through what's the meaning of this January, which is releasing, renewing, restoring, and really unleash and release, they're very much in the same realm. Release is what's happening beforehand. It's understanding that there's new terms, there's a clearing, and then unleash is to let it be free, wild, unencumbered by constraints, to come more alive. And then the next question is, I am deeply worthy and deserving to be. Name that, claim that. Really own what that feels like that's true for you right now. What is that restoring, that restoring for you in a new way? This is where life wants this of you. Embed it in your inherent worthiness to thrive and be alive in all your fullness and richness. You have the power to shine. Unleash the fullness ready to shine and soar like never before for you. The mantra that was used for this week's Monday mantra on this full moon in this Mercury retrograde is, I am here, worthy, and ready. Feel that. That is in your worthiness. I am here, worthy, and ready. Show up for you, your life, your dreams, your intentions and what matters. On February 2nd, 2022, 2022, I will be beginning the 21-day Nourishing Worthiness Mantra Challenge experience. This is going to be a life-changing experience to nourish that worthiness over 21 days. It goes from 2/2/2022 to 2/22/2022. This is all about really getting into that worthiness, nourishing it into that relational power dynamic of what wants to come into partnership, relationship, love, prosperity, whatever it is for you, career, purpose, whatever is looking to be nourished into deeper worthiness, this is what's going to show up for you over those 21 days, starting on February 2nd, ending on February 22nd. So we're going to get into really powerful resonance with what it means to be nourishing your worthiness in the areas that deepen and claim that richness of your inherent worthiness. It's going to be powerful. And I would love to have you alongside of me as we nourish and deepen that inherent worthiness that's at the core of all the richness that your life is here to become. So on this full moon in Mercury retrograde, allow the releasing, the renewing, and the restoring to shape this powerful 2022 that is here to support you. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.